Have you the picture still? I asked.
Yes, I am keeping them till my daughter is of marriageable age, and then I shall sell them.
They will be hard do.
Then he went on with the account of his visit to Strickland.
I shall never forget the evening I spent with him. I had not intended to stay more than an hour, but he insisted that I should spend the night. I hesitated, for I confess I did not much like the look of the mats on which he proposed that I should sleep, but I shrugged my shoulder. When I was building my house in the Pomotos, I had slept out for weeks on a harder bed than that, with nothing to shelter me but wild shrubs, and as for vermin, my tough skin should be proof against their malice. We went down to the stream to bathe while Arta was preparing the dinner, and after we'd eaten it, we sat on the veranda. We smoked and chatted. The young man had a concertina, and he played the tunes popular in the music halls a dozen years before. They sounded strangely in the tropical night, thousands of miles from civilization. I asked Strickland if he did not irk him to live in that promiscuity. No, he said he liked to have his models under his hand. Presently, after loud yawning, the natives went away to sleep, and Strickland and I were left alone. I cannot describe to you the intense silence of the night. On my island in the Pomotos, there is never at night the complete stillness that there was here. There is the rustle of the myriad animals on the beach, all the little shell things that crawl about ceaselessly, and there is the noisy scurrying of the land crabs. Now and then in the lagoon you hear the leaping of a fish, and sometimes a hurried, noisy splashing, as a brown shark sends all the other fish scampering for their lives. And above all, ceaseless like time is the dull roar of the breakers on the reef. But here, there was not a sound, and the air was scented with the white flowers of the night. It was a night so beautiful that your soul seemed hardly able to bear the prison of the body. You felt that it was ready to be wafted away on the immaterial air, and death bore all the aspect of a beloved friend.